soldier, but in serving my country, I have betrayed my conscience. Hitler's Germany has seen its last sunrise. Operation Valkyrie is in effect.
Aristocrat Klaus von Stauffenberg was a career military officer, proudly wearing the German army uniform long before Hitler came to power. Severely injured on the battlefield in North Africa in 1943, he returned to Berlin to discover he was not alone in believing that Der Führer must be stopped.
We can save Europe from total destruction.
It is too great a risk.
It doesn't change what we must do.
Detection meant death, but they went ahead with a plan to blow up Hitler and his top generals. Stauffenberg, a trusted senior staff officer, would carry the bomb into the bunker. Tom Cruise stars as Klaus von Stauffenberg.
I read this script and I thought, this is an incredible suspense thriller. And I put it down and I said, is this really true? Did this really happen? And found out that actually these events in certain parts of the film where you think they're going to be a movie convention, they actually occurred.
Excuse me, Colonel. Sir, the Führer's at the briefing.
You know, when Klaus von Stauffenberg goes to meet Hitler at the Berghof the day after D-Day to get Hitler to sign the Valkyrie Order, I thought, well, that's a cool moment, but it has to be a movie convention. When you look at it, these events actually occurred. That's exactly what he did. And the meeting where Hitler comes and touches his arm and looks at him, it's documented that actually occurred.
Key scenes of the film were shot at the actual locations of the true events in Germany, where Cruise's casting became a subject of controversy. Press reports detailed protests against his personal belief in Scientology, but Cruise dismisses those as blown out of proportion.
You look at that, the stuff in Germany, and that's, it's a great headline, but like the film, it's not everyone. You know, we had an outpouring of warmth and excitement about the film, about me being there, my family being there. We had a great experience in Berlin. The government, you know, partially financed the film. And at the end of the shooting, I received a wonderful award called a Bambi for courage, for bringing the story to the screen. And I think that it's been misrepresented in the press in that way also, because we had a great time.
Director Brian Singer says the script by Christopher McQuarrie and Nathan Alexander was meticulously researched, and that attention to authentic detail continued through the entire production. Singer also acknowledges that it may be a challenge for audiences to understand that these characters in German military uniforms are the good guys of this World War II story.
I think people are always ready to see the humanness in anyone, in any character, if it's a good film. I mean, the difference here is we have German soldiers who are not Nazis. They're not members of the Nazi Party. They're fighting for the German army. Those two things were quite separate. They blurred as the war went on, but initially they were quite separate. And these German soldiers are trying to kill Hitler. They're trying to kill Nazism. They're trying to bring it down. So this is not a movie about a sympathetic Nazi.
Kenneth Branagh portrays one of the highest-ranking conspirators, Major General Henning von Treskow. And Branagh says these soldiers knew history would be unforgiving if they did not take action to stop a leader whom they knew was wrong.
I think the film doesn't necessarily ask for sympathy. I think it tries to tell a story and lets the audience make up their own mind and actually respond with their own hearts if they choose to. I think that it's one of the things that makes it quite a knotty, interesting, fascinating, to my mind, story of how powerfully they believed, as late in the day as it seemed to be, that it was fundamentally important that even if, as most of them, and they knew that they were almost doomed, certain to fail, but the important thing was that it had been done, an attempt had been made at that kind of level that could tell the world to come, generation to come, children, grandchildren, that we were not all like him.
The army swore an oath, and an oath that won't just die with Hitler.
It doesn't matter.
It only matters that we act now, before we lose the war. Otherwise, this will always be Hitler's Germany. And we have to show the world that not all of us were like him.
That is not enough for me. There has to be a chance of success.
On July 20th, 1944, Stauffenberg slipped a bomb into the Wolf's lair, where Hitler was being briefed on the war's progress. It exploded, but failed to kill any of the top Nazi leaders who were there. Stauffenberg was among 200 people executed for their involvement in the plot. The international cast of Valkyrie also features Terence Stamp, Bill Nighy, Tom Wilkinson, Carice Van Houten, and Thomas Kretschmann. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.